Next, we head over to Murray, Kentucky, where a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee stands on the grounds of the Callaway County Courthouse. Residents are now asking for its removal. A local football coach and former U.S. Marine Sherman Neal sparked the debate when he wrote a public letter about what the statue represents to him as a black man. Ohio Valley Resource reporter Liam Nehemiah recently caught up with Neal to hear his story.
Raising kids isn't easy, and even for U.S. Marine Corps veteran Sherman Neal, who shares that name with Union General William Tecumseh Sherman. At one point, his three-year-old son, Jet, tried to grapple up a bookshelf.
No, you don't need to go up there.
This is the family time Neal's been missing for years while he served in the Corps. He's missed out on seeing his daughter born because he was deployed in Kuwait.
Like I said, my son was about to turn four. Like, for his first 3 years, I just saw him collectively a year of that.
After leaving the Marines, he moved to Murray last year to pursue a dream of coaching football and joined the Murray State University coaching staff. Yet before he accepted the offer, he Googled Murray. The first thing he saw was Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Specifically, a statue of him, installed in 1917 and funded by the United Daughters of the Confederacy. On June 1st, Neal published an open letter calling for the Confederate monument with that statue on the Callaway County Courthouse grounds to come down. Neal says having it near the courthouse is racist intimidation.
With it having been built in 1917 and knowing about the genesis of where all these came from, I don't know how you can make a legitimate argument that you're not doing that, given the comments by Robert E. Lee himself, Robert E. Lee's son.
He didn't mention in the letter that he's a football coach, or a veteran, or a licensed attorney. He wanted to see how people would respond to him as simply a fellow citizen. Since then, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, Murray State University, and former Murray State basketball star John Morant have all called for its removal. The statue has become a flashpoint for protest in a normally quiet town of about 19,000 in a county that's about 92% white. A petition in favor of the removal has at least 9,700 signatures. Another opposing it has more than 2,500. On June 17th, county leadership invited Neal to speak at their monthly meeting along with another Murray resident who wants the statue to remain.
So we have the opportunity, slightly behind, you know, a couple other cities.
Neal wanted county government to at least pass a resolution stating intent to remove the statue. But Judge Executive Kenny Imes declined to do anything that day, saying he needed to sort out unspecified legal issues with the statue.
It makes it difficult for any person on any side, you know, to know where we're at right now with this process, or if anybody's even listening.
After the meeting, Neal debated the issue farther with the Murray resident who opposed the removal.
And vice versa. Many people in
history.
So
where does it end?
Do we take every statue?
The resident compared the removal to cultural genocide and implied Neal hadn't lived in Murray long enough to speak on this. He said those advocating for removal had Marxist intent and hated the United States and God. Neal says he doesn't buy it.
Am I a communist? Am I a citizen? I'm in the wrong place? Is it the wrong time? Like, just, you know, what sticks to the wall?
Neal says he's disappointed, but still pushing ahead. He's looking to have a university-hosted community forum about the statue. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.